Report: Biden frees more criminal illegal aliens into U.S. communities thanks to sanctuary country orders. By John Binder on March 17, 2022. The number of criminal illegal aliens who are going unarrested and not deported from the United States has increased dramatically, a Washington Times report states. Last year, President Joe Biden and his top Department of Homeland Security DHS officials implemented a series of orders protecting most of the nation's 11 to 22 million illegal aliens from arrest and deportation by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. The most expansive is Biden's so-called sanctuary country orders that prevent ICE agents from arresting and deporting most illegal aliens by focusing on a small percentage who commit violent crimes, are terrorists, or who are known gang members. In addition, Biden has given illegal aliens a number of protected areas where they can avoid arrest and deportation, is currently working to further crack down on ICE arrests, and has shielded illegal aliens from being arrested at most courthouses. Altogether, the moves resulted in massive drops in arrests and deportations of illegal aliens. Though the administration has refused to publish additional data that would show the scope of the lack of interior immigration enforcement under Biden. Stephen Dinan at The Washington Times, though, exclusively published unreleased figures that show the Biden administration arrested 48% fewer convicted criminal illegal aliens, conducted 63% fewer deportations for convicted criminal illegal aliens, and issued 46% fewer requests for ICE agents to take custody of criminal illegal aliens in fiscal year 2021. As a result, the figures indicate more criminal illegal aliens are continuing to live freely in American communities without the fear of being arrested and deported by ICE agents. As I've warned for months now, Biden is mass freeing criminal illegal aliens from our nation's prisons and jails and then releasing them into our neighborhoods, near our schools and offices, and all across our nation. A truly sinister policy, Stephen Miller of America First Legal and former senior advisor to President Trump wrote in a statement. Specifically, Dinan reports that just 36,619 convicted criminal illegal aliens were arrested by ICE agents in fiscal year 2021, as well as less than 40,000 deportations of convicted criminal illegal aliens. In comparison, in fiscal year 2019, more than 92,000 convicted criminal illegal aliens were arrested by ICE agents and more than 150,000 convicted criminal illegal aliens were deported. The all-important ICE detainer data, where agents request local law enforcement agencies to turn criminal illegal aliens over to their custody instead of releasing them back into the U.S. interior, fell sharply, according to Dinan's report. Whereas in fiscal year 2019 nearly 165,500 ICE detainers were issued for criminal illegal aliens, in fiscal year 2021, just 65,940 ICE detainers were issued. One ICE source told Dinan that agency officials have had the full data for months but have refused to publish it. When ICE officials finally published its annual report earlier this week, none of this specific data was included. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.